This is Brian Mazeek, the hardest working man in sports and gaming, and you are listening to my man Conrad Cushman and Everything Pro Wrestling.
Folks, welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. I'm your host, Conrad Cushman, and no Derek tonight. Derek's a little tired, so we're going to give him the night off. But we're going to review AEW Dynamite for May 18th, 2022. Looking forward to hearing what everybody thought about this show. Leave your feedback down in the comment section. And we're going to get into a little bit of the Sasha Banks and Naomi stuff to start off this podcast. Looking forward to hearing what you guys think. Let's start off by getting into the intro from my guy, Montezy. Let's go. All right. I actually am going to be joined by somebody. But first, we're going to get into a little bit of the ad placement here. As you guys know, we got to pay the bills around here. And we do that by using our promo code here for Manscaped. With Manscaped, you guys can get 20% off by using our promo code EPWSHOW. Now listen, guys. It's summertime. It's hot. It's sticky. All these things happen. I almost went to a Curry Man bit. I was going to get myself in trouble there. But what I need you to do is go to manscaped.com. Find yourself some powder, some ball deodorant. You need it. It's the summertime. No matter where you are, you need that ball deodorant. Get yourself some of that ball toner as well. It does wonders. But my recommendation is for that lawnmower 4.0. This thing is a beaut. You can't go wrong with this. You can't. It does everything that it needs to do and helps you trim to win. So make sure you guys go to manscaped.com, put that in. And one more promo code, powerslam.tv. If you guys want to watch some independent wrestling on us, you get one free month. Promo code EPWSHOW. Let's get it. You dig. Now, a special guest. I'm being joined by... You didn't think you were going to get the invite, huh?
No, I wasn't, but I'm prepared like always, so...
See? Prepared. B-Boy, what is going on, brother? I'm going to have to give some shout-outs to the chat here, but I did want to get you in here so people knew. First person in here. See, that's why he gets the invite. See? This is when I needed BJ and all them in here. Let me know, homies, if you guys want to appear on ever. Matt Lopez says, good evening.
And of course...
My queen was robbed. Pro Wrestling Shoot in the house as well. Man, listen, check out the Pro Wrestling Shoot. They're doing a great series right now on Ruthless Aggression. They are on part two of the Shawn Michaels series. I think it's been absolutely tremendous, so I would definitely recommend people check that out. BJ in the house saying, what's up? What's going on, BJ? Matt Lopez, let's be honest, when the video showed Johnny Lee, everybody was thinking Gargano. I think AEW was thinking Gargano too.
Oh, they were. That tweet had to be edited so quickly.
Facts. Deanne is also in the house. What's good? Azan says, good show. It's time for TK to share the book with some people. We'll talk about that. Ace, what's good? Chuckaroo, I see you down there. I will not be putting that comment up, but I see you. It was the night of no sells for sure. The cutest in the world, somebody said.
My queen.
Hubbard Wrestling Weekly, good evening, brother Conrad. Let's get it. Now listen, me and Sean, this weekend, we are going to have a recording. You have to hear Sean give his thoughts on what we're going to kick off the show with. A little Sasha Banks Naomi talk. So ooh. I know this is an AEW thing, but I feel like this is big enough in pro wrestling that we need to talk about it. I wanted to do separate shows, but we didn't have time to. And I also want to give my my thoughts, my prayers to everybody who was involved with what happened in Buffalo. If you guys didn't see it on Saturday, definitely thank you for all the thoughts and prayers and the love sent here. And if you guys do any donations to like the PayPal or on here, I'll donate it. Every dollar of it. Promise. Scouts honor. Like, you guys put it in there, I'll donate all of it. Maybe I could set up a stream and we could definitely do something for that. But we'll talk. We'll talk. J-Hub said, WTF, no Derek. Derek was here. Derek's just tired. Yeah. Derek's a little tired. I told him, man, I'll let you sit this one out, brother. He's down there, though. The night that they confirmed that AWF Trios titles and Shell, yeah. What's going on, J-Hub? That's the fishing line.
The intern.
Intern said, what up, boss? Yeah, he was giving me some headaches tonight, what he was doing. Thomas Poster says, good evening. What's going on, Tom? Positively, E, Derek recovering from a Trios match. What up? For sure. Maki Ito will whoop Chucky. We got everybody in here talking. I'm trying to get through everybody. Jesus DeLeon, what's going on? I want Athena and Gargano soon or else cancel EPW. You better talk to your boy TK. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Because Athena was on earlier on Twitch tonight, and so I know she wasn't in the show. So
right. Jocelyn's in the house. She said, yeah, what's good? What's good? All right. And thank you, Matt Lopez. Hashtag Buffalo Strong. That is a fact. Let's have some fun tonight, man, for everybody. Exactly. Sasha and Naomi, they really wanted people to understand that they are serious about elevating those women's tag team titles and getting better pushes for their singles careers. Skyline, what do you think about this, man? Give me your thoughts on it.
It's hard to say because I'm hearing from multiple sources, from Fightful, from Pro Wrestling Shoots. It's like they're saying that one source says that Naomi's being controlled. Some say it's a work, brother. We can't really tell what it is.
That's the beauty of pro wrestling. I think that so listen, there's two sides to this. If you're Vince McMahon, you pay people, you want them to come in, perform the way you want them to perform, and they gotta listen to you. There's certain things you cannot bend on. This goes back to the MJF Tony Khan situation. People are talking about the contract. I haven't given my thoughts on it yet, but if MJF wants to renegotiate his contract and get more money now, Tony should not give him more money now, because that sets a bad precedent for what people will do later on and say, well, why? I'm not good enough to you? Oh, that means I should go sign somewhere else. They're going to play these games. Listen, wrestling is a selfish business, for those who don't know. You have to look out for you. You are numero uno. So you're going to do what's best for you and your family at all times. I get it. If I could get that Roman Reigns contract, you best believe I'm taking that contract instead of slamming myself on the mat every night. I would do the same. And if I'm Rock, I'm going to Hollywood. So I get it. It's pro wrestling. That's part of it. But in this situation with Sasha and Naomi, I think you hurt somebody. At least I know for a fact with Sasha, and I think Naomi's been pretty dedicated too over the last few years. I feel like they hurt somebody who has been a player for them. Look at the timeline of things. Now, there was that user, I can't remember what his name is, Adidas.
Yeah, Adidas.
88, I believe it is.
Yeah, that's a Twitter user, yeah.
And shout out to him for his confirmation. But I'm going to put my own spin on this a little bit. Ronda Rousey came in for the Royal Rumble. Notice where Sasha Banks' positioning was. It was going to be Sasha and Charlotte the way they were teasing it, just in case. And instead, boop. She went right back down and into the tag division. And I was like, that doesn't make sense. That's I ain't feeling this, really. It's very So Sasha has always had to take the back seat to Ronda Rousey. And in this situation, Sasha's been performing better than Rousey. Rousey's promos have not been it.
No,
I think someone had the name in the chat last week, Ronda Drowsy. And I know that came from JD. But it was the truth, though. Like, her promo, it hasn't been there. It just hasn't been hitting. And I think it's disrespectful to Sasha. And Sasha's been one of your best performers. You ask me what's the best women's match I've ever seen? It's Sasha and Bayley at NXT TakeOver. And another one that's probably in the top 10, Sasha Banks versus Bianca Belair at WrestleMania 37, Night 1. I love that match. I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on here. I don't know if we're getting worked or whatever, but
I'm about to say right now is that the thing is, Ronda Rousey, she's still, according to the eyes of Fox, she's still a top-tier name. But you got to think about this. Sasha Banks is in Star Wars, one of the biggest franchises in the world, and she played a key character, and she's confirmed to come back for season 3 of The Mandalorian.
Sasha's becoming bigger than WWE, and I think that could be a problem too. And I saw Deanna, shout out to Deanna, she mentioned Naomi will be fine out of this, bloodline will save her. That's one thing that they have in their power. But I really think that Naomi should have been in the bloodline. Like, she should have already been in here. Her and Sasha shouldn't be tag champs. I actually was on the team of they lose at WrestleMania. I thought they should have lost because Sasha's story is greater than that. She could have been reverse Undertaker. She always loses at Mania, and then she finally gets the big win when you don't think she will. Mm-hmm. That was the way they could have told the story. Azan said, Sasha and Naomi did the right thing. This is not the army you are allowed to walk out of your workplace. Screw the evil McMahon, Chucky says. I'm with the sisters on this, E says. Azan said, if you dislike something, you're not allowed to do it. Sasha walked out all the time, so her view is voided. Phenomenal 3D says, hello, what's going on, Phenomenal? Thank you for joining us. If you want, show us some love on the YouTube side of things. We are also live on Twitter. Glad they finally are standing up to Vince. This is 100% a shoot. I've heard the same thing as I'm not saying you're wrong. I believe it's real. It got a lot of news coverage too. And I think them putting out that statement was key as well. I saw somebody put out a tweet where it was like, where was the statement when Brock threw the title at Vince? Where was your statement when Nia Jax was using Charlotte's face as a punching bag? Where was your statement when Charlotte and Becky were acting unprofessional backstage and in the ring?
There's a lot there.
When they're not wrong. They're not wrong, but when, I listen, I ain't putting it out there, but you know what people are saying about this. They don't look good.
We gotta see how this plays out.
WWE has to learn how to handle things. You got to remember, they brought a lot of old people back into the fold, too. John Laurinaitis, Bruce Pritchard. We are talking about people in their 50s, 60s. And
from a different era in time where TV's different. So you can see with NXT 2.0, they're trying to regain the kindle of the Ruthless Aggression era. So.
Facts. Matt Lopez says, Sasha and Naomi are two of the best that don't get enough respect, as does Charlotte, Becky, Bayley, and Ronda within WWE management and the higher-ups. Sasha to the Mandalorian. Sasha says she wants to do both. She can. Sasha and Naomi combined singles championship runs weren't as long as Ronda's first title. That's a shame. That's a fact. In my opinion, it's no work. Just a couple of human beings that are fed up with the stupidity of that corporation mindset. Wrestlers need to act like the MMA people, get an agent and let Vince know you don't live and die by the business. They could even, I'm gonna say it.
Union. Oh, the union word. I gotta watch what I say because a certain person said union follows me on my Twitter account, so I can't really say about that.
I'm just saying for wrestling, it's something to consider.
I know.
Dark Elite Eric showing some love also on the Twitch. Thank you, homie. Free Sasha and Naomi, Jesus says. Sasha also mad at WWE for holding Bayley back. I could see that too. You know, work or not, as one of the few women of color on here, other opinions cannot fathom a living reality. That is true. And we don't know what this is about. You've only heard the WWE side of what it was about. And some people have said that that's not true. We don't really know. It's kind of like the same thing when Sasha got reported at WrestleMania, they threw a fit backstage. Well, did they? We never knew that answer either. So you can't really say. A lot of people are assuming, oh, this has happened before. But listen, check out Sean, Wrestling Hubbard Weekly. Sean's going to go off about this on Saturday. So make sure you guys are following his tweets. I'm going to do that show with him. We'll go more in depth about this. But thank you, Skyline, for giving me your thoughts and opinions. Let's get into some Dynamite.
All right, let's do it.
Let's talk some Dynamite here tonight. Dynamite came from Texas, one of their popular states, I'll say. And things got real interesting tonight. We opened up with a qualifier, Samoa Joe versus a Joker card. And that ended up being Johnny Elite. Now, we made some jokes
earlier. Oh, Johnny Mundo?
Johnny Mundo, Johnny Raw, Johnny Smack This Down, Johnny NXT, Johnny
Impact.
Yeah, he has a million names. Wherever he goes, that's what he does. John Morrison was that surprise. I thought this was pretty cool. I like seeing it. And I will give Rob credit. When we first heard about the Jokers being put in, Rob did mention Taya Valkyrie and John Morrison at first.
He did. He did.
But he didn't put that as his official pick, so I can't give him full credit. But he did say it to me personally. I thought this was a fun match for what it was. It was cool to have the surprise here. Morrison still does the parkour stuff in his matches. I thought it was really fun. Got some vicious fighting back and forth. Joe went for the muscle buster at one point. Yeah. Morrison was able to get out of it, land on his feet, and he went for a 450 splash. It didn't look the best. Joe seemed a little far away, but
he saved it. He saved it.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. He made it happen. Samoa Joe ends up picking up the win here with the muscle buster. Jay Lethal and company come down to the ring. Satnam Singh and Sanjay Dutt. And they use that pipe, and they use it on Joe's arm, so he got his left arm tore up a little bit in this. And then afterwards, the best friends make the save. Interesting. Interesting things. Yeah. Progressing. Go ahead. What did you think of it?
With that match, it was cool to see because there's a lot of callbacks because, I think Joe and Johnny Impact were the same exact time for a second, so they did some callbacks. But also, you got to say it was the let's see. There's a little Owen throwback, the Avalanche Slam to the Muscle Buster, I believe, that Joe did.
Yeah.
That was a nice little tribute to Owen Hart right there. So I'm like, that was nice. Nice little touch right there.
Sasha unfollowed WWE and Vince over the weekend, so this has been building. The Joker was a letdown, Deanna says. Johnny Elite, proud ROH World TV champ. Dynamite always in Texas, but the crowd was hotter than a $2 pistol. was more like Johnny ZZZZZ. I'm glad Joe whipped that ass. It looks like one shot from it. So he's not signed to AEW, I assume. Leave the slow-mo intro in Connecticut, bro. Johnny Elite soon to be known as Johnny Dark. Damn.
I want to see Johnny Elite versus Killshot, or is that Sword Scott? Because Lucha Underground.
They did have some bangers.
Yes, they did.
If you have never watched Lucha Underground, I recommend it to you. One day I'm going to do like a retro review series of this and just review that because I love that show. Like before there was an AEW, that stole my heart. Like I was like, yes, this is my show right here. Jomo versus Sammy in a parkour spot fest could be sweet though. I would love to see Johnny Elite and Taya Valkyrie versus Sammy Guevara and Ty Conti. I think that'd be a good match.
That could happen because the intergender tag team championship belts are on Sammy and Ty right now.
Yeah, for AAA. Good point. AEW Music uploaded the Contron on YouTube, so I don't think it's a one-shot Johnny. We'll see. He's not signed as of tonight, Azan said. Mm-hmm. That could be a storyline, too, for him to get signed.
Yeah.
Going backstage after this, we had the Young Bucks and Hardy Boys face off. They're definitely teasing a match, everybody. Like, I don't know
what's been building.
And if you don't watch Being the Elite's even worse than this with the match tease. They've been doing stuff for I feel like 7 weeks.
They've been teasing it. 8 week slow build because they have the BTE thing, like they like cut back and forth, and like even on it's crossed over a little bit to Sammy's vlog, but then Sammy's vlog.
Yeah. Yeah, so they had some moments in there. CM Punk was on commentary after this. And, I don't know about this. So I can speak for Derek, I think, on behalf of him for this next match. Derek was feeling this one, man. We had Punk on commentary, the AEW World Champion, Adam Hangman Page, and he's taking on Takeshka. Like, I thought this was a really good match, dude.
I'm digging Takeshka. I'm happy they're showing him shine. Like, this was Hangman. It's Hangman. I love Hangman. Seems the grit. The grit of the cowboy.
Cowboy-ish. Now, listen. When people came into this, bro, like, I was yelling during this match. I'm like, who says Hangman don't have good matches? Every match, put him up. Banger, 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 good. Like, anybody who tries to tell me otherwise, I'm like, bro, you're full of shit, bro. You're just hating or something's wrong. I get that maybe he's been outshined from other segments and stuff like that from time to time. Maybe his promos haven't been the greatest, but Hangman has been bullying in the ring. He has dominated as a champion. I love what he did. And tonight, I think Takeshka like showed that he's someone, he's a force to be reckoned with. Like this dude, I want to see more of him now. I thought DDT Pro was all the blow up down matches. To anybody who says that, you all in the chat are smart enough wrestling fans that you can call them an asshole. I get that they have an opinion, but that's not the right opinion for that. Because everybody thinks, oh, Kenny Omega wrestled the blow up down. No one ever brings up that Kota Ibushi did the same thing.
Yeah, twice. Fine.
Yeah.
He did it twice.
And guess what? Those matches were better than some of the shit I see between two people. So cut the crap. And DDT is more than just those types of matches. So I would recommend people check out DDT. Mm-hmm. That promo on BT was good this week. Somebody say Zeus. Punk got a little edge for the feud. He did. He did. Mm-hmm. Dude, this match, there was hard hitting, back and forth. Lots of
strong style. Strong style hitting, man.
No selling on German suplexes that I thought their necks were done. Like Aubrey looked concerned several times in the match. Like, are you okay? And she's like going for the hand squeeze. I don't think he knew to do it. He was like, what are you doing? And he's like holding, but they never stopped it, man. They just kept going to work, man. And I loved the finish for this one. So then they get into this counter battle. Eventually, mm-hmm. Buckshot Lariat, after he blocked his jumping knee, Buckshot Lariat gets hit, and then he picks him up, and he's like looking at Punk, GTS.
Yup.
Hits it. Takeshka just crumbles. Snuffed. Like a ton of bricks. Yeah, dude. He's down and out. 1, 2, 3. They get the win. I thought that was good.
No, but you pay attention to what CM Punk said on commentary. The GTS famous by me. I'm like, Kenta's gonna be pissed, and he owes Danhausen some money.
I do think that match with Punk and Kenta is happening, even though they're saying no to each other. Like, no, I'm not gonna fight them. I think that match is happening in June. Should be fun. Takeshka is that dude. Need him versus Sky soon.
Ooh, that
could be a really good match, I think. Takeshka is a star. GTS, this was a great match. Takeshka was amazing. DDT is not watch people wrestling blow-up dolls. And I see you, D. D-E-E. Appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you. I love this match. Following up with this tonight, though, B-Boy, we had Fuego del Sol, my boy.
Whew. Fuego del Sol. Saw him get signed in Pittsburgh at the very first Rampage.
Tornado. So he's backstage, and he is challenging House of Black, and I'm like, this dude has a death wish. Yes, so he's like, I want to face the House of Black, and he has backup partners with him. Evil Uno and Ten. Now, I feel like this is the new tag team now that Stu Grayson is gone. I feel like they're trying different combinations of the Dark Order, bro. We know the result for this, right?
We all know what's going to happen.
House of Black needs to be better positioned right now, I feel. I feel like they're stars, but they don't get the feud that they need to be stars. Is that a fair assessment, you think?
Malachi Black's Twitch account, like it's called the House of Black. Like his ideas are so creative. I'm like, they need more shine. They need like a bigger feud. Like going into Dark Order might just be a warm, but I want them to grow. I want them to see the full vision of Malachi's craziness. Cause Tommy N has a creative mind and oof.
Yeah, I just want to see him in a better feud. You know what I mean? Like he's just kind of been I don't know. I feel like House of Black's just been there and they're like the Rampage guys right now. I want to see them do more, though.
Yeah.
Pro Wrestling Shoot. I'm going to let you guys in on a little secret that we were talking about this, sharing messages back and forth. He said, match was hard-hitting. Not a fan of no selling those powerful German suplexes, but the finish told a great story. Now, when we talked about this, and I assume this is Jesse typing and not James. Shout out to James, too. But when we got into this, though, the Japanese style has evolved to no selling being part of it. That's part of like how they like to wrestle. I was just listening to Too Cold Scorpio talk about Chris Benoit, and somebody, I think Raven, had like said he didn't think Benoit was as great of a worker, like he had moved too fast. But Too Cold Scorpio had brought up, since he had worked in so many places, he said in Japan you are taught to attack, 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 And yes, they do the no selling stuff because that's what gets the people up off of their feet over there. And I think that's just what it is. It's a difference of styles. And in pro wrestling, I think that's one of the beautiful things now. You can kind of see different styles from all over the place. I'll laugh if Kenta shows up at Double or Nothing and puts them both to sleep.
If that happens, I'll lose my mind.
Where's Casey? He's going to be mad at Caps Lock, he calls him. Kenta wants the match. That's all that he tweets about. Punk is no-selling it, though. That's why I think it's happening. Fuego wants to smoke. House of Black should be doing more. Mm-hmm. Fuego and Dark Order about to get slapped. Oh, my goodness. About to be out here. What did the five fingers say to the face? Slapped. It's not no selling. That's fighting spirit. Let them know, E. Going to the video game side of things. Hopefully we get some fighting spirit from that Fight Forever game. We'll have to wait and see what's happening with that. Shout out to Virtual Basement as well. I saw Vampiro was confirmed for the game, and they made some other confirmations. I want to do a video about that, but shout out to Virtual Basement. More to come on that. Let's get into this next match, which really isn't much to talk about, only because of how everything happened. We had the workhorsemen of J.D. Drake and Anthony Henry versus Keith Lee and Swerve Strickland. Mm-hmm. How long it took me to say that was how long this match was. They ended up winning with the Spirit Bomb double foot stomp. I don't know what they're calling it. I've heard different names. The one I saw that most people seem to like was the Strictly Business.
I like that one.
Which I was like, oh, okay. They went with that, and they get the victory. But the interesting thing was after the match. So we get an interruption. Powerhouse Hobbs and Ricky Starks come out. Jocelyn is not going to be happy about this. Look, not going to be happy.
Oh, I know.
Well, you better hope Derek didn't hear that.
I hope he does.
He will be hurt. But yes, Ricky Spanish comes out. Your boy, Ricky Starks and Powerhouse Hobbs. Now, they make their way out, and they're next up to be challenging for the tag team titles here. And it, he said he did it. Thank you. Thank me. We thank you. Matt put Rex from Toy Story. Terrible. Yeah. The ribs between these two teams.
Yo, that was a good line.
Fabulous, bro. Fabulous.
The pro necklace line.
They start setting up a matchup here, and then out come Christian and the Jurassic Express. I don't know if that's still their names, but that's what I'm calling them. Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus come out. And sadly, like, Christian puts him in a whole heap of shit. Like, he was like, oh, okay, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have a triple threat tag team match tonight. And after they have the triple threat tag team match, they make an announcement of a triple threat for Rampage. What did you think of that?
So when the triple threat is made for, no, they're doing the triple threat for the tag team titles at Double or Nothing. They're doing a triple threat for the FTW Chamber next week on Dynamite.
Wait, was it for the? I didn't remember hearing for the title.
It's for they're doing the title match at Double or Nothing, the triple threat, and the other one's meet for the FTW title.
I didn't hear FTW title, so maybe I must have missed that. I'm gonna say no. I didn't write that down.
Better safe than sorry for that one, man.
Okay,
but the triple threat though, I'm like, get to see Swerve, Jungle Boy, and Ricky all go at it. I'm like, that's three unique styles. I'm like, if Ricky hits a Rochambeau out of nowhere like he did a couple other times, there were some clean Rochambeaus.
Listen, man, that match is going to be really good, I think, for Rampage. And by the way, I did not write down any of the Rampage and Dynamite matches because there wasn't enough time for Excalibur to go through them, yelling them at 0.15 speed at the same time. I'm like, I know that they had to pre-record this. There's no way. They got to stop shoving 5 pounds of shit in a 2-pound bag. They are doing way too much. Jungle Boy was looking at Christian like, WTF, yes.
The seeds are being planted. I'm waiting for that heel turn.
Somebody said they've been spamming Swerve and Lee matches on Dark. I see you, but Fighting Spirit would be one or two no-sells, not six in a row. Hangman took a shot off the top rope that made him do a backflip and land hard, and he got right up. Took everything away from me. Give Team Taz the tag titles, please. Christian wild out the mouth. Yo, when Christian turns on Jungle Boy, it's going to be a thing of beauty. It's been a year. We've been kind of waiting for this. It's been building up. I can't wait. Or maybe Jungle Boy turn. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I want to see what they end up doing with this. It should be fun. But we'll talk more about that once it's time for the Double or Nothing preview and predictions. But we get into, after this, Red Velvet and Chris Statlander. Hikaru Shida was dealing with some issues. I think it was like visa stuff, I heard. She's also doing some work in Japan at the same time. So Chris Statlander is going to take her place in the tournament. And Red Velvet and her are talking their mess to each other because they were affiliated with each other until Layla Hirsch got hurt. It's a whole mess of things with this division. And Jay Cargill comes out and interrupts with the baddies. And yeah, that's the segment. And she told she was sick of Shivani's shit. Just sick of it.
Poor Tony Schiavone.
Right? Everything evolves. PW shoot. Jungle Boy turn could be interesting. Hollywood Jack Perry over heel Christian. You don't want the CLB to come back, Rob? Creepy little bastard. So I don't know. Velvet Statlander, I'm kind of meh on it. We'll see. I hope they have a good match.
That's how I hope for a good match. That's on one.
Yeah, and that's going to be on Rampage.
Rampage at 7 o'clock this Friday.
My man. I wrote that down later. Thank you. Also, Luchasaurus sucks. Thanks, Rob. I appreciate it. You leave Luchasaurus alone. I'm a fan. I'm a fan. Leave that man.
He's the last dinosaur, man.
MJF with the 10 lashes to Wardlow. Yo, shout out to Wardlow, man. First, let me just say this dude's a beast. Like, I needed you to take the beatings for me back in the day, bro, because damn. Like, he was getting whipped, no shirt on his back, and he was laughing the entire time.
He must be a masochist then for that type of stuff.
Listen, I would have been crying before it even happened, so it ain't for me. That shit looked brutal in every way.
And he just took it.
Yeah, he just took it. And I'm going to fast forward through this pretty much, Skyline, because he gets hit really fast and MJF's getting pissed. Like, first off, MJF, stop tanning your damn hands, too. Like, I don't think he thought we weren't going to notice he only had Tanner on his hands. He gets his legs in. He's starting to get pissed because Wardlow's no-selling. And he's like, oh, you think that's funny? And eventually, the last one's supposed to come, kick to the nuts.
Yeah,
as they usual, take him to Dick Kick City. Shout out to my man Wrestling with Regret. And
that ring,
bro. He goes down. They just beat him down afterwards. And Spears is next. So he's got Spears in a cage next week. And MJF's the guest referee. They have stacked the odds against this man. I don't know. What did you think of the segment?
Let's see. Because he thought he'll get the same reaction like the American roller coaster, Cody Rhodes. I mean, he ate his lashes. Oh, yeah, I had to say that line. But the fact that Rhodes is so that he started laughing, I'm like, okay, if someone's laughing while they're getting hit lashes, they're either masochists or psychotic. And I just want to see Wardlow go crazy on him so bad.
Right? Wardlow acted like the belt shots were bug bites. He got his ass. He got an ass whooping, Tokyo said. And I see Pro Wrestler Shoot is having a conversation here with going back and forth on that. Hands and forehead tan for MJF, laugh out loud. He needed a double coat for that fat head. Damn. So this was a good segment to build up some heat for MJF. MJF was getting asshole chants, shut the F up. He did a damn good job tonight, I thought.
He's got his hometown, so, you know.
Yeah, yeah. He's not from the Strong Island tonight. He winced a tiny bit when Spears hit him the second time. Rob said he did a little. I mean, come on, man. Cut the man a break. After that, Roppongi Vice says that they want to challenge for the AEW tag titles, the New Japan heavyweight tag titles. You're more than welcome to for those. And the Ring of Honor tag team titles. That's, they want the trifecta.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if they're gonna be able to do that. FTR is gonna be watching this. Like, we'll see. We'll see. But
Bunny Vice versus FTR. That sounds like a good time to me.
Right? Jesse from Pro Wrestling Shoot wrote, "I missed the lashes and looking sad." You don't want to miss those, bro. I have flashbacks when I see that shit. Like,
grab switch, Michael, Jermaine.
Like me. Yeah, dude, I don't know. Roppongi Vice wants to challenge for the titles. Let's see what happens with it. It feels weird that like Chuck and Trent aren't teaming up anymore. It seems like it's Trent and Rocky Romero again.
And so I think from my standpoint, trying to build the ROH side. So trying to build the ROH side, so like slowly build up ROH and AEW differently, and so they had a unique relationship with New Japan. You could do that. So,
and I think one of the key things, like you just mentioned, would be with Ring of Honor. You don't need to sign a bunch of people. Maybe a couple, sprinkle a few in, but after that, you need to have a focus on, how do I want to put this? You want to have a focus on splitting your roster, I think, and giving more time to the people that you want to have more time. Is that a fair thing, you think? Like, bro, instead of cramming all this stuff into Dynamite, less people's not as bad. Like, split your roster up a little bit and just keep it split that way for a while.
Split it, and also with think about it, you still have AEW, Rampage, Dark and Dark Elevation. You have about four, like, at least AEW is like, what, 7 hours of TV each week. With ROH, you'll be able to breathe, and that's what AEW means, breathing space. Let it breathe. Things will go naturally, and people get storylines across. It'll be a lot better.
All right. Now, here's another match that I think could be contender for a match of the night. And did I have a graphic for this? Yes, I do. Kyle O'Reilly and Rey Fénix, bro. Yo. This was like one of those sleeper matches, but I knew. Yo, like when we talk about this, so the AEW video game's coming out, right? Like, one of the most anticipated movesets that I want to see is Rey Fénix. This dude does so much cool shit that I'm like, bro, there's no way you can fit all this into a game. There's not enough button configuration.
Exactly. For it to happen.
Dude, I thought him and O'Reilly crushed this. I would love to see the Lucha Bros versus Red Dragon now. Like, I've been a little bit down on Red Dragon, and this kind of had me like, oh, man, yo, I really want to see a matchup with them now. Add Penta and Bobby Fish to the mix. How much fish could Bobby Fish fry? Bobby Fish could fry fish. Let it happen, baby. Let it happen. Man,
a clap like that clash with him. I'm like, Rey Fénix does like Tekken combos and stuff. Like, he's king in Tekken 7. I'm like, if you get that in the video game, just have Rey Fénix mocap himself. Please let him just mocap himself for the game, because we could get all craziness. But like, ooh, the potential to create a character with Rey Fénix set.
Yeah. Azan said Kyle O'Reilly, former world champion, give him the rose. yeah, Kyle O'Reilly delivered big here, though. I thought this match was really good. I couldn't even write down all the stuff they were doing. Let me say this: Kyle O'Reilly's chest from like up here looked like dog crap. Like, he looked like he got chopped to bits. Then you had Rey Fénix going across the rope, doing spin kicks. Like, I couldn't write all this down. It looked great. He did a hurricanrana onto the floor. O'Reilly like crashes into the gate several times. Like, dude, this was phenomenal. But he ends up getting caught into a submission hold. They were both trying to break each other's arms, but O'Reilly was able to break Fénix's arm from it, and he ends up putting him in a submission, and he gets the win. I was surprised by that a little bit, but it makes sense that he was able to get the win here. I don't know. I went in thinking Joe had to win, and then I said, maybe they'll do Joe and Fénix, you know, to just switch things up, kind of fool us. But
yeah,
I was cool with this. I was happy with this match.
I'm okay with the turnout with it, because like, so far, even the qualifiers for the Owen Hart tournament, like, they have been on another level of these matches, because tournaments give, this is like AEW's answer to the Super Junior tournament. Like, I love tournament settings. Like, this is like, okay, yeah, this here, I'm like, storyline telling, but also callbacks to Owen, which I like the hints of. If you pay attention real closely, there's a lot of callbacks and great hints to him.
Yeah, absolutely. AEW Fight Forever. not using mocap, they're using keyframe animations. I do like animations as well. They're Golden State 86-69 Dallas for you NBA marks.
Oh, man.
Where's all the people who's telling me Dallas is going to do something today? Yeah, where you at now? Kane. Kane said, who was the women's Joker? You are on point to actually get that next one, Kane. So thank you. We're going to get into that match. Oh, actually, no, we had one more segment before this. Yeah. It was the Regal Jericho one. Skyler, I'm going to be pretty quick about this. This segment sucked.
You know, man, I met Dan Garcia 2 weeks ago when I was out. He's a nice dude and he could talk.
Yeah.
Man, during this segment sucked.
Yeah, I thought Regal, something felt off about it. Like Jericho was getting a little too personal.
Yeah.
And then Regal went to speak and he tried to do comedy. This didn't line up. It something wasn't right. Kingston, I felt like Kingston and the others tried to get it back on point. Yeah. But Jericho did the divide and conquer at the end. He said, don't you guys all hate each other, Kingston? Didn't you just have a problem with Danielson not too long ago? They brought it up, and he was like, yeah, he's a prick. And then they kind of get into a shoving match with each other when Kingston's ready to run out. They're like, no, don't do that. And now it's going to be how can they unite their team to go up against them. I don't think this wasn't announced as a special match either, right?
No, it was not, because originally Jericho said, Sting and Stampede, and then John Moxley came out and said, no.
Well, I was hoping that they were to give Regal the mic, and Regal was going to say, blood and guts, but I think they're going to save that for a Dynamite show.
Yeah, because Blood and Guts is a Dynamite special, so for this, it might be, I think, John Moxley, Game Warfare, Anarchy, whatever, like, basically a no-holds-barred match with 5-on-5 status.
Right. But that led to, after the match, Matt Sydal and Dante Martin challenged BCC to a match on Rampage. I mean, I guess if they want to get beat down, cool with me.
Yeah. Man, I missed Martin's brother.
Yeah. Hopefully he gets back soon. But for Kane in the chat, let's get into the mystery person here for Dr. Britt Baker. I don't think I have a graphic for Miss DMD, but I do have the match card up here. And as you can see, Britt Baker was supposed to face a Joker with everything that was on the card tonight. Skyline, please tell us who it was.
Because I saw her tweet earlier in the week and I posted up and like I was hoping it was true. But it is my queen, Maki Ito, the fallen idol of Japan.
Maki Ito comes out, and I like that they had the video package ready to show her and Britt Baker did team up. I think it was Revolution 2020, 2021, maybe?
2020. No, it had to be Double or Nothing. It was Double or Nothing.
I can't remember. It was a pay-per-view buy-in match, I believe they had. That was a tag match, and they both stuck up the middle fingers together. And, I thought this match was a little bit better, though. I liked what Maki Ito did a little bit more here. As you know, Skyline loves Maki Ito. Derek had some things to say.
I was right of course he did.
Derek was not feeling this. And Rob even had to admit that headbutt spot at the end was really nice. Like, he liked that she did the headbutt. He was like, that was a nice transition.
The falling headbutt.
It was fun, man. Let me see here. Going into this, we got stuck into way too long of a picture-in-picture, I feel.
I
didn't like what they did with that. We got stuck in that way too long. But in the end, Britt Baker is able to get the win with the lockjaw. Love it. Great move using the mandible claws or finisher. After the match, though, Toni Storm comes out and does the stare down. Toni Storm versus Britt Baker is going to be a nice match.
Give them the time and very little picture-in-picture, please. That's
awesome. Yeah, I think that's got a main event, either Rampage or Dynamite, possibly.
I'm feeling like
or it's the opening match, one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into some of the comments. And, Kane, I'd love to hear your thoughts on Maki Ito being in. BJ said, this was the best segment I've seen Jericho in over the last few weeks. I love Mox's part especially. Even if the segment was meh, Jericho needed this tonight. Matt Lopez says, Blood and Guts is the main event match, and if it wasn't for Punk and Paige, this would have been on the pay-per-view. That's why I think they're going to save it. And Regal's going to yell it out once it's time. I think that'll be his little callback. So
War Games!
I used to love that, bro. That was classic. You will wait for it.
Ito Army.
Ito Army. BJ is a fan as well. Maki Ito was a way better surprise than Jomo. Still waiting for that All Elite card. I got one of her shirts as a gift this year and wore it to Dynamite a few weeks ago. Now, where's your fandom, bro? Britt Baker versus Toni Storm. No peach and melon on that talk, please. Yeah, this is gonna be a match. Maki Ito will be at Prestige Wrestling during Double or Nothing weekend. She has Mia Yim for the Princess Championship next Saturday.
Yeah, I saw it. She just posted it up too, so that's gonna be a good match.
Right? Matt Lopez says picture in picture sucks. Rob is going to agree with you. How did you guess about the whole Starship bank situation? And Naomi, I mean, listen, we talked about it in the beginning, Jono. Mm-hmm. Not cool. Me and Hubbard Wrestling Weekly, Sean Hubbard, are going to be talking about it on Saturday. So follow us on the socials for that. But yeah, we talked about it in the very beginning. Not a cool situation.
Thank you, Rob, for what you just said, because I saw that.
Damn it, I miss the JAS talk. That segment was hot, sweaty ass. One of the worst things I've seen on Dynamite ever. Yeah, it just didn't flow for me.
Nope.
I've been thinking of VPNing and getting that Dynamite on Fight to avoid the picture-in-picture. You know what's crazy? Rob said the same thing last week.
I almost did it tonight.
Why?
Because I hate picture-in-picture. I'm like, because there's stuff I noticed when you watch, if you get the international version of AEW Dynamite, there's stuff they say in between the commercial breaks you really catch up on, or the crowd chants, or when Sane does his cards, you actually hear him saying it out loud, like, here's the card.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ace said, I want more Maki Ito on my television. Kane says, I've been playing a lot of GM on 2K recently and kept trying to make Toni Storm as the champion. Love her. Don't hate me, but not going to lie, don't know who she is. So sorry. That's all right, man. That's all right. Branch out, man. Check out wrestling. I'm glad that you're playing 2K. That new DLC's all right. I've been messing with that a little bit myself. I will not slander Maki Ito out of respect for my boy Skyline tonight. She's gotten better. Is it just me, or is the Double or Nothing card so far not great, just okay? I think it's going to deliver once it needs to. What are you thinking of the card so far?
So far, we have our women's match, which is the next segment you probably will be on. We have the men's championship. It's going to build, like, the way they're building it up and the way they're kicking off the show for Double or Nothing with Hookhausen. Like, when it starts, once is only four times we get a pay-per-view from AEW, but now I'm getting a fifth one. Once it starts going and flows, it's going to flow nicely, hopefully.
Yeah, I let's wait till next week to decide, because I think Tony has the card planned in his mind. But remember, a lot of this card's built around two tournaments as well this year. So maybe the tournaments didn't help it. We'll see. Maybe they should split up the time frames for the tournaments, possibly. That's something we can debate afterwards, though. But not wrong, Sean. We'll see what happens with it. They only have three matches. Tag title match, not great, Azan. And PS, sending love from the UK, guys. It's 4 in the goddamn morning here. Hey, I appreciate it, man. And I'm glad you guys are getting pay-per-views. UK deserves more pay-per-views, and mm-hmm. we should go on their time for once, because they always have to stay up late for it. Make us do the same for them so that they can do something at a normal hour for them. The card is slowly building, but let's be honest, it will be great even if the selling point is Punk versus Paige. Facts. I've been thinking of the upcoming RTR 2K needs an eventful EPW stable. Ah, yes, yes. We would love to be involved. I speak on behalf of everyone here at EPW. Brooke, Conrad, your international congratulations. Listen, man, I do what I can. Let's wrap this up here. Tony Schiavone gets in the ring. He's talking about the AEW 3-year celebration. Serena Deeb comes out. She calls Dustin Rhodes out, and Thunder Rosa is ready to fight. This is one of those situations where I think you got to make the most of your minutes. Deep tried here, but she had a couple flubs on comment, like with the mic. I don't really care about that, though. Whatever. I want this match to get more focused, though. I feel like there's not enough focus on this. The segments haven't been great, but also, if they're giving you a mic and you can say whatever in AEW, you got to maximize that too, though. I wasn't feeling this. Like, Thunder Rosa should have had the mic too and said, you know what, let's go. Let's fight. Let's do something here. but maybe they were playing it safe. I did just get a tweet from somebody, shout out to E in the chat, saying that Warner Media executives might have been there tonight. So maybe they were like, let's play it safe too, because they're trying to get those advertisers. And once they'll sign up, that could extend their company deal going forward. I know I'm talking nerdy business stuff, but that's what it is. But
that's the main thing, because Warner, because now you have, I have HBO Max and I also have Discovery Plus, and now they're both owned by the same company. Two powerful streaming platforms, are they combined or not? Because right now, I feel like AEW's gonna be banking on the hope that we're gonna be that show to get you money, Warner Media. So,
right. Kane says it's okay. We had SummerSlam once. That was in 92, bro. I was in kindergarten once in the 90s in the UK and roundabouts. Well, you guys got that Clash show coming up, so I hope you guys get to check that out. AEW announced Chucky Open Challenge for Double or Nothing. I bet the Hookhausen match will have the most views of the entire pay-per-view. Don't tell Derek that. Deeb had a couple of great lines here. Yeah. Deeb, like I said, it wasn't bad. Deeb, what I was saying was Deeb flubbed the lines a little bit. Like, she was trying to say something, and you could tell she couldn't get it out. Dustin came out, and I was just like, dang it, I really want more. I do enjoy what she was saying. They are trying to wide scope the story when it could just be who's the best. They put a tilt on it. Deeb was about to fold Dustin up. Deeb for champ. What were both of your guys' reaction to Johnny Elite? I popped. I thought it was cool. I was happy to see it.
Yeah, I was happy to see Johnny Mundo. I'm like calling all the different names. I can't help it.
Johnny gimmick name. They are going to combine. They announced that was the eventual plan, BJ says. Hashtag marketing class. This will be marketing 102. Good, sir.
Exactly.
But yes, let's finish this off here with Rampage 7 p.m. Told you I had it written down in here. And so if you guys are watching Rampage Friday, still not back to the 10 p.m. slot. That's what hurts AEW the most, is the jumping constantly. I can't keep up with this shit. Like, they got to get a time, nail it down, and promise them the time.
You got to blame the NHL and the NBA.
NHL don't deserve to bump them, in my opinion.
Yo, because NHL, like,
their ratings aren't as good as AEW's even. I'm like, nah, bro. Like, what?
Well, because they signed that, because Warner signed that big deal. That's
about, I know. That's probably how they enticed them to come over, that they get prime time always. I get it.
Yeah.
It's business. Business 103. Yep. Owen Hart, semifinal. We had Adam Cole, baby, versus Jeff Hardy.
The Chubbs.
So the winner is going to the finals at the pay-per-view. So this is another pay-per-view match. Jeff Hardy's entrance was pretty cool, and then somebody pressed X on the
controller
game and came and did a beatdown. This match is what it was, bro. Jeff looks like he's in pain. Cole came in and was like, yo, I got you, bro. We're going to do this. We're going to have a good match. Mm-hmm. It was short, sweet, and to the point. Cole did not cheat to win. He just hit him with the boom, caught him from the side, and beat him. Straight up. That was it. After the match, though, Matt Hardy gets in the ring, checks on his brother, and then the Bucks are behind him. They're like, oh, no super kick, no super kick. Cole double clotheslines them. They're down. The Bucks are BT triggering people. They're doing whatever they got to do. And then, all of a sudden, here comes Sting and Darby.
It's Dan!
They come out and they start beating ass. And I did love when Sting no-sold the chair shot and just threw it at Kyle O'Reilly's head. He just did the sound like, oh, I'm down. Bobby Fish came out. He started knocking heads. Dude, can I just say this? When Kyle O'Reilly got involved in this, he knocked the hell out of somebody. I don't know whose head he took off, but all I heard was the
gun is over it. Yeah.
Done. Sting got his ankle pulmonized here. They put it in and dropped the knee on it. I don't know if this is writing Sting off for a little bit or what, but it wasn't looking good for Mr. Sting. What did you think of that final
moments of Dynamite?
Yeah.
Because, like, it's been building up. So, like, if we're going to have the Bucks of Youth versus the Hardys at Double or Nothing, I could see it, but I feel like they want Jeff to be healed up for us. I feel like they'd be a slow burn this to build up to be maybe the final, like a final deletion style match. You know, cinematic, it saves Jeff. That's where they That's why Brother Nero was created, to save Jeff being a spot monkey. And yes, I'm quoting Matt Hardy when I say that.
I think that they could possibly have a really good match, depending on how Jeff is able to perform in there. This is the Hardy's last run, man. Like, I just want Jeff to go in and be well with it. Azan said NHL have good ad revenue. Azan, let me tell you this as well, though, as a person who understands the business side of this. People love sports and live television. They are very biased, though, towards other sports compared to wrestling a little bit. Why this has always been, I don't know. I think it's dumb. But they've always been like that. And hopefully that changes eventually, because I think AEW, WWE, and all of them should be getting some of that money that the NHL and these other people are getting sometimes. That's just me, though.
Because people, like, things with that is, like, you look at lacrosse ability. Like, I'll mention Sasha Banks with The Mandalorian. She built that off because of Hot Ones, but, like, Sasha Banks went to wrestling more. She's had Star Wars conventions. She's set for life. But then you have The Rock, the ultimate crossover star. The man has a hit show, The Young Rock, now on NBC. And, like, he has, anytime he's in a movie, that's in the beginning, his movies are okay, but now, like, the box office hits.
Rob said playoff hockey is fun to watch, though. It is, but I just don't think there's as much crossover appeal as there is for football, basketball. It's not as popular. One last question. Were both of you AEW? Wait, question for both of you. AEW or WD, just based on personal preference? We're doing an AEW podcast, brother. I think that answers it. WWE has lost. I tell people this, bro. My story with WWE is I used to watch WWE with this dude at his house.
Yep. Back
in the days. And WWE is the girl that I loved for so long, and then they kicked me to the curb is what it feels like, and I kind of just walk away. And I was like, I'm done.
See, with me, it's like I can't watch WWE anymore, but I will watch Up, Up, Down, Down, because that's what brought me back into wrestling, was that show. And then after they butchered my boy, and now it's finally back. Like, I'll watch it over Raw and SmackDown in it, because I even went to Raw Live, and I'm like, oh, my God, why did I do this? Well, it was free tickets, but it's like, how did I do this
myself? We said the same thing when we saw you went. Rob said all about that ad revenue. You're not lying, bro. NHL's getting that bread, too. Kyle versus Cole, but in AEW, I don't think I think it's going to be Samoa Joe and
Cole.
Yeah, that's my prediction.
So you're going to have the Chugs versus the Power Game, Joey Headrocker. Oh yeah,
the Elite lay the beat down to Realtor Steve. Y'all got to stop using my name for Sting. Real Estate Steve is going to the old folks' home. Sting's in his 60s. Can we take a second to thank him? Yeah. I love shout out to whoever makes those the New Jack song when Sting dies off balconies. I love it. Willow will debut soon. I do believe so as well. To the chat, get those likes in before the video ends. Support EPW and tell your friends. Also, don't turn your back on the Wolfpack. The intern would love to hear that, by the way, this week. He's been doing everything about wolves. Awesome. Shout out to Rob. He threw it up too. The Rock is going to be in a DC film that's owned by Warner. Maybe. You never know. I don't think so, though, because WWE owns every piece of wrestling footage he has. Now those early Rock movies were trash. Tooth Fairy game plan, need I say more? Rock's getting that bread. He don't care.
Yeah.
What about NXT 2.0? What about it?
Jeez, I don't WWE talk about it.
Is the girl I loved for a long time, but she's starting to change, and it's not the same girl I once loved. Joe is
used to love her.
Joe's got a bum arm and kayfabe. Where the F is Cesaro and Bray Wyatt at the moment? I just want to see them again. Don't know. I think they're off doing other business ventures at this time.
Yeah, Cesaro, from last time I saw, he is focusing on his Twitch stream. He wants to get better at league, but he's also focused on his coffee brand, which, like, his coffee.
WWE's that bad chick at high school you tried to beg but curved you and wants to give you a chance now that she's worn out with four kids by 3D. Damn. All right.
I can make Amber's joke too much. That's too much easy to make Amber's joke about that one. Okay.
Let's put a bow on this episode, shall we? Yeah. B-Boy Skyline, what do you say for tonight's show? I don't know if you want to do thumbs up, thumbs down out of 10, but let me know.
I give tonight's show a 7.
Seven?
Please. Yeah.
I'm gonna go 6.5. I'm gonna go 6.5 for tonight's Dynamite. I thought it was solid. It was good. I wouldn't even say good. It was okay. It was there. I want to see how they build up for next week and get into it for tonight. Thanks for the warm welcome. Peace, man. Thank you, Kane, for joining us. I appreciate you, brother. 6 out of 10 for me, Rob says. Ace is giving it a thumbs up. Jesus said thumbs up. Tokyo's going 7.
A 7, yeah.
Okay, okay. Jericho segment dragged it way down. Dang. 7 for AEW and EPW gets an 11 with Skyline. Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay. Awesome.
All right. I respect it. I respect it. Well, uh-oh. Skyline was great to hear you on. You guys killed it. I'm going 7.1 on AEW and 10 for EPW. I'll get with you on the Discord stuff tomorrow. All right. Shout out, BJ. Send me some love. J-Hub said 5 out of 10. Damn. Mm. Damn. Wait, Skyline's got a channel I could follow?
I got a Twitch account. I got a TikTok account that usually gets more. It's getting more wrestling based now. I found my demographic wrestling finally on TikTok. So,
okay.
Reaction videos. I leave it at that.
Tokyo said, I'm on the Sasha AEW bandwagon. Thumbs up. 6 said, show gets a 6. He was on the Twitch. Listen, guys, if you can, thumbs up, like the video, subscribe, and leave me a comment down below. Tell me what you thought of tonight's episode of AEW Dynamite. Get at B-Boy Skyline on TikTok. We're on TikTok at EPW Show. All of our links are in the drum.io link below. Show us some love. We will be back next week talking more wrestling, and we'll be back with another live review of AEW Dynamite. Hopefully, Derek will be back with us.
For some trio belts, too.
For real. For myself, for the man they call Skyline, who joined me tonight. I appreciate you, brother, for doing that at the last minute.
Anytime. We are out.
Thank you guys for joining us. One.
What's going on, everybody? This is Jesse Carter over at the Pro Wrestling Shoot Podcast, and every Monday we release new podcast episodes over on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. Along with me usually is James Pinard Jr., my co-host. Over on our show, you can catch original segments where our show is actually put together like a show. No, we don't just press play and start recording. We put some deep thought into our shows with our original segments, and right now we are currently doing our What If series. Come and check that out, as well as every Tuesday on YouTube we are doing live streams, and if we're not live streaming, we're posting videos with some good content on it. What can you expect from our podcast? Well, they say controversy creates cash. Maybe come and check it out and find out for yourself. Most of our episodes are can't miss. We try to give you the best entertainment possible. Come and check it out. Join our live chats on Tuesdays over on YouTube. Follow us on YouTube at the Pro Wrestling Shoot. Also, you guys can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitch, and TikTok at the Pro Wrestling Shoot, and on Twitter at TPWS Podcast. Once again, come and follow us on all of our social media accounts where we stay active every single day. And also, do not forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and hop in our live chats. We'd love to hear your thoughts on anything related to professional wrestling. Everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinions, the lesson. Yes, by the fans, for the fans. Not many in this can understand. This the podcast to show you who I am. Conrad Cushman, the legend in the plans. Please listen every day to the showcase. Hear opinions and knowledge that anyone can take. Showing you how it is done. Proving I am number one. What a legend becomes. This is now my time to show you that I am here. This podcast just to make it loud and clear. By the fans. For the fans. Not many whose head can understand. Everything pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinion and the lesson. Yes, everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinions, the lesson. Yes.